Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Two, three, four, hip.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Wake Up Call, the first since I got back from my little heart mishap. I'm Pastor Steve. This is for the 9th of November, 2017. Lots been happening lately, all over, craziness. I'm basically just going to lay it on the line like I usually do, not changing my modus operandi. The title of today's sermon is, Who's Your Team? Okay, let's start. In chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians, I will give you a little chance to turn there. That's chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians. I'm reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. It's a Holy Name Bible. Let's start at verse 11 of chapter 6. Our mouth has spoken openly to you, O Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. In other words, they're not mealy-mouthing. They're not trying to deceive. They're not playing games. Okay. Verse 12. You are not restrained by us, but you are restrained by your own affections, all right? What you like, in other words, what you like in the world is shaping your lives, okay? That's mainly what people are doing today, whatever they like. If it feels good, do it, okay? You are restrained by your own affections. Verse 13. But for the same reward I speak as to children, open wide also. In other words, open wide your hearts also. To receive the word that's being given to them. Okay, open wide your hearts. Pardon me. Verse 14. Do not become unevenly yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? And what fellowship has light with darkness? Okay, why would you hang around and associate with people that don't believe and live in an ungodly lifestyle? That's what he's asking, basically. Pardon me, I have to cough again. I don't cough often now, but when I do, it's painful. Excuse me. Yeah, all that fluid is out of my lungs, And I just get a little dry cough. Let me have a sip of coffee here with cinnamon. Verse 15. And what agreement has Messiah with Belial? All right, what's Belial? Worthlessness, okay? Sons of worthlessness, okay? Continuing on, verse 15. Or what part does a believer have with an unbeliever? Think on that. Verse 16. And what union has the dwelling place of Elohim, that would be the temple, with idols? Now listen to this. For you are a dwelling place of the living Elohim. As Elohim has said, I shall dwell in them and walk among them, and I shall be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. That's referring to Yahweh. If Yahweh dwells in you, and you are a born from above believer, what part do you have with those that worship idols in this world? This world, because that's where we're at right now. The full kingdom has not come down yet. We are still in a choosing ground. Are we not? Hello? You still have time. That's what I'm telling you. Verse 17. Take this to heart, brothers and sisters. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says Yahweh. And do not touch what is unclean, and I shall receive you. Reference Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11. Verse 18, and I shall be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says Yahweh the Almighty. He's calling out people to himself through his son to come out of the world of sin. I'm looking at the notes here, and they're very good. Come out of this world of sin in which we are living. Now, let us turn to the book of 2 Thessalonians. I'll give you a little time to turn. Verse 6 of chapter 1, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you, you got that? There's going to be payback. All right, we're afflicted right now. Okay. Verse 7, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. Those are avenging angels. Get it? Verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim. The aforementioned unbelievers that we read in the other passages. And on those who do not obey. Ooh, there's that bad word, that four-letter word. Obey. The good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction? Think on that. From the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength. They won't be with Yeshua in the kingdom, or us either. Verse 10, when he comes to be esteemed in his set apart ones, now who are they? True Israel that believes and calls on the name of Yahweh. And to be admired among all those who believe in that day. Because our witness to you was believed. They're testifying to the Thessalonians. All right, I'm going to close the book and I'm going to put it away. Because I'm going to hold forth on this. We are living in a world right now. We are seeing in this world killings, church shootings, financial collapse, financial attacks, financial embezzlement, plannings for wars, rumors of wars, people dying all over. Transsexuals coming out. All this business with the seduction and rape and the queers in Hollywood and this and that. And then we come to sports and the failure to stand and salute the flag and during the national anthem of the NFL players. And I have one question for you, Israelites. Just one, and I'll expound on it. Who's your team? Okay, what? My team, all right, yeah. Who is your team? Who are you rooting for? And why would you root for them? Now, this may perplex some of you. But I will clarify it now, as I usually do. Your team is Israel, true Israel, not the hook nose over in the Middle East, but real white Christian Israel. That's your team. Okay? You should root for no one but them. Because you're part of the team. If you're part of the team. All this other stuff and nonsense is meant as either a distraction or as a direct attack on your team. And I'm not talking sports attack. I'm talking physical violence and killing. Your team. Oh, we've got the national anthem. All right. Is it our nation? Quite honestly, this is going to upset some people. I know that, but you need to think on this really hard. I'm not meaning to offend people, but I'm going to tell the truth because I am compelled to do so by the Holy Spirit. I don't have a choice in this. The nation that was founded as and became the United States of America has passed away. Think on that. It was founded as a godly nation. Benjamin Franklin warned us in the Sea Picnic Papers, if you don't exclude the Jews from this nation in 200 years, your children will curse you. Okay. 1776, 1876, 1976. Who has infested this country with their usury, their pornography, their sexual perversion, their gouging business practices, their fomenting of wars and rumors of wars and war for profit and big pharma and genetically modified foods through their corporations? They're not part of your team, Israelite. No, 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 no. They're not. They promote these sports. All these sports with these Negro athletes to distract us. Everything, all of this stuff is a distraction from what we should be doing for our real team, true Israel. Now, I read that we are to come out from among them and be separate. Are we? Are we separate? No. Many, 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 many are not. What does it matter what Jew perverts in Hollywood are doing to each other or to these mixed breeds most of the time, and these other people that have totally sold their soul to them? And want to be famous, and they want to be this, and they want to be that, and they will submit themselves to these machinations of these sexual predator monsters. All right? What does that have to do with real Israel and those who are aware and those who want to enter the kingdom of Yahweh? What does that have to do with us? What does the refusal of Negro sports figures to stand for the national anthem have to do with real Israel? Real Israel, okay? Not the bandit state in the Mideast. A little coffee here. What does it have to do with us? Really? Who's your team? Your team is Team Israel. Who is the leader of our team? Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah. He is the leader of our team. Where is he leading us if we follow his lead? He's leading us into the kingdom. of Yahweh, the Father. None of this extraneous distraction that's being pumped into us to get us all upset and all confused, and the California fires, okay, yeah, they're horrible. Oh, that's just, you know, the death, destruction. Of course, these are the machinations of the enemy. What are they for? They are to distract us from our real goal. And the solution to these problems. What? We shouldn't. Oh yeah, we can try to combat them. But 2 Thessalonians tells us that only Yeshua, when he comes back, will stop this. Right now, we can look at all this stuff and be aware. I'm not saying be blind, deaf, and dumb. I'm saying focus on the goal of real Israel to enter the kingdom. Now, what can you do personally about the fires in California? You can take note of them. You can see the horror and all the stuff that's going on. Yeah, we can see that. We can understand who's behind it. But what can we do personally at this time? Not a thing. Only Yeshua is going to be able to solve this. We are told over and over and over in Scripture, wait on Yahweh. Wait on Yahweh. Wait on Yahweh. Over and over. Bam, 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 bam. We are told in Scripture to wait on Yeshua when he returns with his avenging angels. We are in the tribulation. Wake up. We're in the trib now. It's happening. It's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So who's your team? What loyalty should you have to anyone that's not on your team? Who should you follow except the leader of that team? Our Father which is in heaven. Yeshua in the flesh on the earth. Who cares, really, in Israel? Why should Israel care whether a Negro takes a knee during the national anthem? It's no longer our country. It's gone. It's no longer a godly nation. It's no longer following the tenets of real Christianity. The churches in this nation have become apostatized. People go there because of the herd instinct. They have their ears tickled each Sunday, and they nod their head when the preacher talks about all this stuff, and then they're told, part and parcel, doesn't matter what brand of church you go to, that we're all brothers and we all should love one another. And they're sitting in church with niglets and queers and trannies and, oh, we're all brothers. And so, no, we're not. We're not brothers. We have no part in unrighteousness. And if you see unrighteousness in your church, walk out. and don't go back. They're worshiping on the day of the sun god. They celebrate Christ Mass for a dead Christ. They celebrate Ishtar for the goddess of fertility. They talk all this stuff, touchy-feely, do-good, oh, you're in your suit and tie, and there's padded pews, and it's beautiful, and it's all that. But what's being preached from the pulpit? Are they preaching universalism? They're not your team. Who's your team? Who should you root for? You should root for Israel. You should root for those that worship Yahweh and call upon His holy name. That's who your team is and who you should be for. You should associate only with members of your team. Only with members of your team. You should not mix with unbelievers. It tells you clearly in Scripture not to mix with unbelievers. You have no party or parcel or part of them or their ungodly beliefs. Wake up, Israel. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Why should you care about what some sports people do? Because it's a Jewish-owned team. It's there to distract you from what you should be thinking about and dwelling on and doing in your life, which is getting your life righteous in the eyes of Yahweh. Why waste your time with this drivel when you should be rooting and working for your team? And part of that is spreading the good news of Yeshua Messiah to true Israelite people, trying to wake them up. You might only get 1 in 10,000, but it's a major victory. If you get one out of the jaws of the second death, you've won a victory. You're going to have another brother or sister with you in the kingdom. You don't need to go preach to the Katsuhundas and send Bibles to Africa. For what? They're animals. They're not Adamic creatures. They have no chance of entering the kingdom. They just don't have a chance. They're not gonna come in. Neither are dogs or cats or horses or cows. Oh, they'll still exist. And there are some outside that will try to be good. But if they're not Israel, if they are a mixed blood of any type, they have no Holy Spirit within them. They're not going to make it. Now, that's what the Judeo-Christians are teaching. That we should go and preach to these people. That's not who we should preach to. We should speak to people that are potential members of our team. Other Israelites. We should not waste our time with anybody else. I've had a bunch of them try to get me in a religious discussion. I said, well, y'all can believe whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. I don't have anything to say to you. I don't have anything to say. I just don't. I'm sorry. No point. I don't waste my time. I just don't waste my time. There's no point. For what? My other computer came on accidentally. I have to shut it off. This concept of a team is a talking point, okay? It's just my use of it, of that as a talking point. We are a race, not a team. Our team is our race. The race of Adam, the race, the subsection, the race of Israel. The called out, set apart people. That's your team. Nobody else. Sorry. We shouldn't be worrying about what the news media is exhorting us to. The Super Bowl will be coming up. So what? What does that have to do with us at this time in history when we are under concerted attack by the Antichrist? Why would you worry about the stupid bowl? To watch your favorite Negro run up and down the field with a ball. When there are those of us whose eternal soul is in danger, you need to be talking to people about that and worrying about your own personal life, how you can get right with Yahweh instead of sitting around drinking beer watching fool's ball. Or baseball, or basketball, or hockey, or golf, or whatever. Games have replaced, in a great many instances, Yahweh in our lives. Well, it was the same with the Greek. They had that in all the games. They were distractions. Meaningless worship of the body, not worship of Yahweh. They have made these sports figures idols. What part do you have with idol worshipers? Oh man, he made so many yards. He set a record. So what? What does it do for your spiritual life? Is that going to get you into the kingdom of Yahweh? No! It's a distraction. Who owns the team? Who owns the advertising during the games? Who owns all of that? And what is their agenda? To keep you out of the kingdom of Yahweh. Quite obviously. If you don't have a brand new car, you're not really a man. A real man gets a new car every other year. So you need to work harder, or you're not a real man. Man up, yeah. Oh, give me a break. The time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. That's the point. Our team is running out of time. The end game is in sight. We have to fight harder, rah, 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 to make it into the kingdom of heaven. That's our team's goal. To be righteous in the eyes of Yahweh as much as we can be, being men and women. We're not going to be all the way righteous. Not me either. I'm living in this world, in this body. Why did Yahweh give me a heart attack? Well, he didn't. I did. I didn't take care of the temple. But what has he done? He's healed me. Now, yeah, I got some pain in my chest where the bone's knitting. I'll have that for 6 months. But it's not going to stop me. I'm walking every day. I'm doing my exercises. I'm not taking any of big pharma. I'm taking all natural path stuff. And my healing has been so rapid. The doctor just, they can't understand it because they're drug pushers. And I don't submit to the drug pushers. I don't take all that crap. And I'm watching my blood pressure drop, and I'm watching my cholesterol or whatever level out, and I'm watching my blood sugar come down. And I'm walking, and I'm breathing, and my heart's pumping. My blood's carrying more oxygen. I've lost all this weight, 29 pounds of bloat and water and fat and and I'm feeling great, and Yahweh has given me energy. I only sleep like 3 or 4 hours. Then I'm up, and I have to go walk. I'm full of energy again. And then later on in the day, I'll sleep another 3 or 4 hours. I laid down last night. I really hit it yesterday, and I slept like 6 hours. Whoa, I am so energized today. I am flying, ready to record this, and I'll get in, and when I'm done, I'm going to go to China Mart. I have to get a few more things. I have eaten all the fruit. I'm eating fruit and a little yogurt, you know, bananas, strawberries, grapes, steaks for the protein, a lot of protein, no carbs, no bread. Don't have any bread in the house at all. Not one slice. There's some here left from when Eli and Leroy were here. And, you know, I may sop a little gravy with one piece. It's pumpernickel, which is rye, which is different than the wheat. I don't need the gluten. Being real healthy. Now, why am I trying to be real healthy? Because I have a duty to the team to speak these words and fight the fight. I'm not done. Yahweh's not done with me. And he's not done with you either, brothers and sisters. You have an opportunity to really be a team player. The team of Israel. Don't worry about sports. Turn it off. Don't watch any of it. Deny the Jews a revenue. Don't buy anything that they advertise. Ignore it. Completely disassociate yourself from the Jewish media. Don't worry about what Hollywood stars are doing or what Hillary's doing or these other people, because you can't personally affect it. Yahweh has that under control, and he has plans for those evildoers. I read you 2 Thessalonians. Tells you what he's going to do to non-team members. Who's your team? You pick a city and some stupid football team? Or do you pick Israel? Whose team are you on, Israelite? If you're sort of halfway in it and you dabble with it, and you are lukewarm, he will spew you out. You either are for the team or you are not. if you claim to know Yahweh and all this stuff and you give it lip service and then do nothing, you're not part of the team. That scripture says that. Don't get all angry at me. Well, how do you know? Because if you don't do, you're not part of the team, because the Bible says so. It doesn't lie. Says, if you are lukewarm, I will spew you out. What can I say? Quit giving lip service and get off the bench and play the game for the team. Now, what plays are we making? We're witnessing. That's what we're doing. We're witnesses for Yahweh's greatness and Yeshua's second coming. Don't waste your breath trying to preach to mixed multitudes. Get an Israelite that you know is trying to struggle along and witness to him. Be very discerning about who you speak to. Are you going to get flack for it? Are you going to get trouble out of it? Oh, absolutely. The Antichrist is running around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You going to get trouble out of it? Absolutely. Be prepared for that. But what is trouble in this world? You don't get flack unless you're over the target. Who's your team? The only team that's going to make it into the kingdom is the team of Israel. People that believe. And there are going to be people of Israel that will stand before the judgment seat, and then they will be subjected to the second death because they were not true. Well, I've been this way all my life. It's never too late in the game. Never too late in the game. All he wants is repentance, and he wants you to come to him, not in some dog and pony show in some Judeo-Christian church, and then you go and you show up in your suit and tie on Sunday, and then you give a little lip service, and then you go out back into the world and live in it. You haven't separated yourself. You're going right back out and do the same stuff you did before. That's not salvation. Salvation is 100% commitment. I'm sorry. But running up to an altar doesn't save you. That's what you do in your heart and in your life without works. Faith is of no effect. You need to take what you hear, the good news of Yeshua, and you need to grab that like you would a football and run with it. And pass it on to others. Throw that pass. That Yeshua bomb. That's going to get somebody else across the goal line. Into the kingdom of Yahweh, not the end zone. Who's your team? You're either of Team Israel or you are not. You have to make a decision. I made mine. Even through all of this, Yahweh has preserved me. to fight this fight. He's making me stronger. My heart is getting all the blood it needs. I may have enough time now to see the coming of the Messiah. It's getting close. I don't concern myself with the world. He's providing everything I need. Not necessarily what I want. I don't own an automobile. I don't drive. I don't have a Cadillac or a Mercedes. I don't have a suit and tie. Oh, I've got some nice white shirts and some slacks and a couple of ties. But no fancy suit. They made me shave my beard off to operate on me. I had to take and buzz it off because any hair that might get down in there could cause infection. Well, my beard's growing back because it's a commandment of Yahweh to Israelite men that they wear a beard. And I whined and cried about it. And I said, but I'm an Israelite. We have to have it off. You're going to have to do it. And I was so loopy and doped up. I was on my way out. I remember doing the shaving. And then somebody washed me down and came in and used a razor on my face to get it all off. And then I was out like a light. I didn't remember anything. And they opened me up like a clam and did all what they were going to do and put new vessels in my heart. The good blue-eyed German doctor that worked on me. Oh, boy. And I was in that hospital and had all white nurses, white doctors, white staff. I saw one Negro. She stopped in once and then disappeared, and that was it. Praise Yahweh. No Jews. Yahweh is great and Yahweh is good. And Yahweh is all powerful and can save the life, the physical life of one of his. And he did it with me. And I'm testifying to you that he did that because I'm part of the team. Who's your team? You on Yahweh's team? I am. I know a whole bunch of other brothers and sisters that are. Yahweh's team that'll make the glorious end zone in the end times, the kingdom of Yahweh. Not worrying. Don't watch football. Don't have a TV. Don't watch basketball or baseball or hockey or golf or tennis or any of that. My entertainment is the scripture. Now, I'll watch a goofy movie or something on YouTube or Putlocker or something like that just because it's there's nobody around to talk to on Skype or the internet. And I'm just bored out of my skull. I've done my recordings. I'm tired. I just want to sit here. And I just sort of laugh. I watch John Wayne movies, stuff like that. There's so much demonic stuff out there. I don't touch it. I look through the titles. I don't want anything to do with that. Because it's not entertainment for team members. Goes against everything that we stand for. I don't want to watch Hollywood crap. Because they're on a different team. They're on Satan's team. I don't want to watch their promos. I don't want to listen to what they have to say. Because I'm on Yahweh's team. And I want to stay with the information designed for Yahweh's chosen people, true Israel. And that is the word Old Testament, Intermediate Testaments, New Testament, all of it. I'm back doing my word-for-word shows. I'm in First Chronicles. I'll be finishing that up, getting into Second Chronicles. I'm doing Yahweh's Covenant People, and I'm doing Bloodlines. And loving the time. I'm loving the new shows and the order and all the hard work that they've put into EFR to get things straightened out. We've got rid of some undesirables. And lots of new information, lots of health information to help the team members, okay? EFR is designed for our team, Yahweh's team. That's what it's for. It's for our team. What can I say? Who's your team? You have to decide on whose team you want to play on. Okay? And then you have to stick with it. That's the main point. Sticking with your team. And sometimes that gets a little rough. The game gets rough. And you get hit. And you just have to get up and dust yourself off and go back at it. Can I testify to that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes, if it's in Yahweh's will, a team member will go down. And they won't be able to get back up. They'll be gone. But they'll be back. You see, that team member will sleep for a while. And when Yahshua comes back, they'll come back. Now, I know how fragile our bodies are now. I really got a wake-up call. I thought I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof, but I was humbled. And am I bitter about it? Oh, man, this is painful, and I had this and all that. No, I'm grateful. Praise Yahweh for what he did. Took me down, made me rest. Had me fixed up with some new plumbing. Actually, it was my own plumbing. They just moved it around. And he's made me stronger, and my heart's pumping, and I'm going to live longer. And serve, because he's not done with me. I'm on his team. Glory to Yahweh. I'm on his team. Who's your team? Are you really going to be on team Yahweh, or are you just going to be a cheerleader over on the sideline? And cheerleaders come and go. Are you really going to be an active team member? Are you third string? You sit on the bench, taking up space. Oh, you talk it, but will you live it? That's my question to you, brothers and sisters. Will you live it? Your team membership, will you live as a member of the team? My question. It's a decision you have to make. Nobody can push you into it. I can't make you do it. I can't even shame you into doing it. But I'm posing the question, where do you want to be when all the dust settles? Are you going to be in the kingdom, or are you going to be outside in the outer darkness? What are you going to do? I don't know. It's something you're going to have to ponder yourself. I can't force you. You're going to have to make the decision. You have to man up and say, I want to be part of Yahweh's team. What can I say? I've made my personal decision. Even after all that I just went through, man, I'm back because Yahweh wanted me back. This is Yahweh's will, not mine. The healing I'm going through is Yahweh's will. For a member of his team that was injured, I'm on the injured reserve. Well, now I'm not even on the reserve. I'm back and he's healing me while I'm playing the game as a team member. Time for me to go. I'm going to play the music and take that 3-minute break, and the next show will come on. May Yahweh bless and keep all of you. Praise Yahweh and bless Israel. Bye-bye.
Live. Live. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.